Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. We call the meeting to order. Participating in the meeting today is the full commission, myself, John Valentine as chair. Michael Cragen is participating by phone. Commissioner Robert Pirro is to my left, and to his left is Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell. Also included in the meeting today is Barry Conover, the executive director, who's sitting to my right. First item on the agenda is a public comment period for individuals or groups wishing to address the commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonable imminent appeal to the tax commission to appear. We've had one request at this point, and so we'll open up the public comment period by recognizing first John Uliberry, Weber County Assessor. Mr. Uliberry, if you'd like to come up by a microphone, please.
Great.
That's okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Uliberry. Would you also introduce yourself and the person sitting at the table with you?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. My name is John Uliberry. I'm the Weber County Assessor. I have the pleasure of introducing Kevin Jacobs, the esteemed Salt Lake County Assessor. Thank you for the opportunity to come to speak to you today. If you don't mind, I'd like to read a quick statement and then answer any questions you may have.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Am I close enough to the microphone?
Yeah, just get close up to the microphone.
Okay, thank you. Our ask is, we are requesting consideration to modify the assessing authority for cable companies whose services cross county lines from county assessors to the state tax commission. Our rationale is the common thread of all state assessed properties is the operation of service that crosses county lines. Utah Code actually uses the phrase, all property which operates as a unit across county lines, as one criteria to determine the state assessed properties. As far as we can tell, cable companies are not explicitly called out in statute as or rule as locally or centrally assessed. However, there are properties that are not specifically listed in statute or rule that are centrally assessed based on the operations cross county lines criteria. One such example is a toll road that operates between Weber and Davis counties. The operations are all in Weber County, but the road itself crosses between the two counties. The comparison of cable and telecommunication companies, the services provided by cable companies is very similar to those provided by wireless communication companies. So what products do telecommunication companies provide? Major players provide voice, television, and internet. What do cable companies provide? Major players provide the same voice, television, and internet services. The next question is, are these services comparable? In their advertising, cable and telecommunication companies regularly compare themselves to each other, stating their service or product is superior to their competitor. How are these services sold? Both telecommunication and cable companies will bundle their voice, television, and internet services together. Though the data is transmitted differently, the product is the same to the consumer. To the customer, these services are indistinguishable. To the end user, a bit is a bit, regardless of how it is transmitted. Now to valuation. Theoretically, the valuation is the same, regardless of who has the assessing authority as all
that. Could you stop for just a minute? We've lost our connection with Commissioner Cragen. Yes, so we lost our connection. We're in the middle of the testimony of Mr. Uliberry. Mr. Uliberry, if you'd,
thank you.
If you would pick up again where you left off, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Valuation. Theoretically, the valuation is the same regardless of who has the assessing authority, as all taxable property is valued in proportion to its market value. Consequently, this is not a windfall or a loss to either the taxing entities or the tax-paying customer. The benefit to all the taxpayers is these companies will receive an equitable valuation. In addition, compared to the county assessors, the State Tax Commission has a superior level of expertise to appropriately value these types of companies. In conclusion, we would like to reiterate our request that the Commission reevaluate who is the most appropriate assessing authority for cable companies whose services cross county lines. Is it the local assessor or the State Tax Commission?
Thank you very much. We'll extend your time for questions. Any questions of any member of the commission?
Well, I have one, and I think that we kind of talked about this on the phone, but I just want to make sure that we clearly understand you're only suggesting that those cable companies that do cross county lines are centrally assessed, not all cable companies, in the event that there are those that don't cross county lines?
That's correct. We know there is one cable company that does not cross county lines. I can't remember the company or where exactly it's located, but our request today is just for those who cross county lines.
Thank you.
Commissioner Cregan, do you have any questions you'd like to ask of Mr. Uliberry? Commissioner Cregan? We lost him again.
No, I'm still here. I just was on mute so that I didn't interrupt me.
Okay.
I do not have any questions.
Thank you. Would you like to offer comments as well?
Yes, please.
Yeah, please. Go ahead and just take your name on the record for us, please.
My name is Kevin Jacobs. I'm Salt Lake County Assessor. I just wanted to echo support for John and his statement. Many of the assessors feel that the cable companies should be centrally assessed, as we just do not have the expertise to handle that. And they offer services that we do not assess. So it's difficult for us to be able to assess a certain portion of their company. And we'd prefer that it be centrally assessed, as the state has the ability to do it at a better job than we think we're doing currently.
Do I understand from your comment that you've actually had some discussion with the cable companies regarding your request?
No, we have not discussed that with the cable companies.
Thank you.
Just amongst the assessors.
Just among the assessors. Thank you.
Have you had any discussions with Property Tax Division on this issue?
I have not spoken with anyone in the Property Tax Division myself about this.
What about the other assessors?
Commissioner, I have had a brief conversation with the Property Tax Division, and they haven't committed either way whether they would like to or not, certainly, but they said that they could, because the Property Tax Division is very supportive of county assessors.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we'd like to recognize next from the division, Denny Lyle. I'd like to go ahead and make some comments.
Denny Lytle, Property Tax Division. We have for a long time believed that this would be an appropriate move. The 7 or 8 years ago, the commission respectfully disagreed with us, and so we have not done anything to move forward with that idea. But we believe that the industry has changed enough to this point that data, voice, I didn't bring my glasses, so I can't read my notes. but it's all over the same equipment. They all compete against each other now. They all have a full range of services. Telecommunications is a word that used to mean something very specific, and it does not now. The world has changed, and I think it is time to at least look at the issue to determine if we are where we should be in terms of jurisdiction and who's responsible for the assessment.
Were the reasons articulated why the commission declined to extend the central assessment authority?
Not that I could reasonably articulate to you.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Cregan, you would have been here that time period. Do you have any recollection of the commission's thought process on this particular issue?
I'm sorry, I do not. I think that might have actually been a discussion in the early 2000s.
Okay, thank you. Commission, now recognize Lynn Solarzik.
Yeah, this is Lynn Solarzik. This was actually something that I believe I drafted a rule many, many years ago when Dave Vanier was in the division. So this is going back a long, long time. And I'd have to check to see if the rule, if we actually put it out there and then withdrew it, or if it didn't even get put out there. I'd see what I could come up with, but...
Yeah, I would be very interested in getting whatever information we can on the history.
Mr. Chair,
Yes, I'll recognize first Mr. Uliberry, and then I'll recognize you, Tim.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The 2008 decision, the commission said at some point in the future they believed cable companies should be centrally assessed. This request made a request to the commission specific to Comcast, not to all cable companies. But the phrase I believe that they used is, since Comcast testified that only 2% of their business personal property actually had to do with telecommunications, the commission said they felt that the telecommunications tail would be wagging the cable dog, and so they declined to change the authority for assessing.
Okay. Is that any kind of record? Was that in a commission meeting?
Yes, that was a written decision.
A written decision in a case?
Mr. Bodley certainly is more well-versed in this
than I. I'll ask Mr. Bodley to come to the microphone. Tim Bodley, please.
Thank you, Chair and Commissioner. I didn't mean to come here to make a comment, but I thought it would be helpful. It was issued based upon a rule petition filed by, at the time, Qwest Communications in 2008. And so the commission did issue a final order, and I'm happy to provide a copy if you're not able to locate it, but it was dated the 9th day of October 2008. And so the commission did conduct hearings, and the cable companies, or at least Comcast, participated. And the concluding paragraph in that decision is that although we do not have the power to bind future commissioners, the implications of our decision are clear. If conventional wisdom is correct, convergence will continue and probably accelerate. If so, and if, in this case, Comcast's apparent marketing strategy is successful, the portion of its assets engaged in VoIP services will increase. And then the commission concludes, at some point we believe the current statutory scheme will require Comcast telecommunications properties to be centrally assessed. So there is a record, and I have a copy of the written record, if that's helpful, but I think you should be able to locate it. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank
that's
you.
Very helpful. Other questions? Seeing none, any other final statements you'd like to make?
No, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. It's been very helpful.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to address the commission during the public comment period? Seeing none, I'll close the public comment period. Next item on the agenda is approval of commission minutes of our meeting of May 12, 2016. This is an action item, so I need a motion.
So moved.
Thank you. I recognize Commissioner Rockwell to move to approve the meeting minutes of Thursday, May 12, 2016. To the motion, any debate? Seeing none, those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. Next item on our agenda is considering amending administrative rules. And I will ask Commissioner Rockwell, who has this as part of her portfolio, to go through and explain these administrative rules that are being proposed. Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. These rules were approved for submission to the Department of Administrative Rules on May 12, 2016, and were published in the June 1, 2016 bulletin. The 30-day public comment period ended on July 1 of 2016, and there were no public comments. The first rule is R865 6F28, Enterprise Zone Corporate Franchise Tax Credits, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 63N-2-201 through 63N-2-215. The 2016 General Session, House Bill 31, removes the determination of whether an applicant qualifies for the Enterprise Zone Tax Credit and the amount of credit for which a successful applicant applies from the Tax Commission to GOED. Accordingly, this rule is no longer necessary.
Thank you. Questions of Commissioner Rockwell? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the repeal of Rule R865-6F-28, Enterprise Zone Corporate Franchise Tax Credits.
Thank you. This is a motion to repeal. No debate on the motion? I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. The rule will be repealed. Next item, Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The next rule is R865-9I-37, Enterprise Zone Individual Income Tax Credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 63N-2-201 through 63N-2-215. This makes the same change that we just discussed for corporate tax, only it's done for individual income taxes. It repeals the rule that is no longer necessary because the duties have been transferred to GOED.
Thank you. Questions on this particular proposal? Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the repeal of Rule R865-9I-37, Enterprise Zone Individual Income Tax Credits.
Thank you. This is a motion to repeal the rule. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. Next item is Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The next item is Rule R873-22M-34, Rule for Denial of Personalized Plate Requests pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 41-1A-104 and 41-1A-411. The proposed amendment recognizes the exception to the rule's prohibition on 69 format license plates that was enacted by 2016 General Session House Bill 156.
Thank you. Questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this particular proposal? Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R873-22M-34, Rule for Denial of Personalized Plate Requests.
This is a motion to amend an existing rule. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. The rule is amended. Next item, Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The next item is R87723V20, Reasonable Cause to Deny, Suspend, or Revoke a License Issued under Title 41, Chapter 3, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 413209. The proposed amendment expands the rule to apply to licensees as well as license applicants, and clarifies that the Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division bears the burden of rebutting the presumption that this rule sets forth.
Thank you. Questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule? Change. Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R877-23V20, Reasonable Cause to Deny, Suspend, or Revoke a License Issued under Title 41, Chapter 3.
This is a motion to amend an existing rule. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. Final item on this section of our agenda, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
The final item is R844-24P10. Taxation of underground rights in land that contains deposits of oil or gas pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 592201 and 592210. The proposed amendment codifies long-standing practice by replacing the phrase will, shall, not with may not. This corrects an error in the rule that had been sent to the Division of Administrative Rules when the phrase "will not be allowed," which was intended to read "shall not be included," was inadvertently sent to DAR as "will shall not be included." Finally, the proposed amendment makes technical changes.
Thank you. Questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed change? Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R884-24-P10, taxation of underground rights in land that contains deposits of oil or gas.
Thank you. Debate on the motion. This is a motion to amend an existing rule. I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule it passes unanimously. The rule is amended. That completes this portion of our agenda. The next item is the Executive Director's Report, and I recognize Executive Director Barry Conover.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's good to be with the Commission again this morning. I just have three items that I'd like to update the Commission on. First of all, as an agency, we discovered that the DFCM has some servers that had not been secure based on user IDs and administrative rights. We pointed that out to DTS. They've been meeting with DFCM. They are on our camera servers and also on the HVAC systems. Come to find out, none of the camera servers throughout the state have any other type of security on them. HVAC systems are also kind of opened. And we are taking over the camera servers as an agency and taking that responsibility. The HVAC is being worked with DFCM and Department of Administrative Services to make sure that those servers are also locked down with changing passwords every 90 days. It was our discovery at the Tax Commission that brought it to the attention of DTS and Administrative Services. And I just wanted to inform you folks that we're always on the guard. We try to do the best we can, and when we hear things, we move out quickly. And we're grateful for both DSCM and Administrative Services willing to change their practice and procedures, and also that DTS has moved rapidly to secure those servers with new password capabilities by the Tax Commission. Also like to inform the Commission that the Attorney General's Office is moving to a new email system, Office 360, which is a Microsoft product. They're leaving the Google environment. We have checked to see our interfaces with the Attorney General's Office. We do have some interfaces with the AG's office in garnishments and other types of activity, but they have access into our Gentax systems. We're also checking on emails. There will be a problem with emails. Single emails, probably not so much, but if you have a electronic or an automated link, and we're checking with JustWare or anything else like that to see what type of an interface challenges that might be. Just to inform you that they're moving, and I have moved, I assume that they moved last week, that's my information. So that will be a little different in communicating with the Attorney General's office. That makes the Attorney General's office and the legislature running under Office 360 and the rest of the state running under Google. Sometime I'd like to have somebody explain that to me.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question?
Yes, please. I recognize Commissioner Cragen.
Mr. Conover, are you aware if there's going to be any concerns about having confidential communications about taxpayer information with our attorneys because of that change in the system?
That was a very good question, Commissioner. I had a phone call about a month and a half ago from John McCary before they signed contracts, and I said, do you have to add into your contract with Office 360 the language associated with the Internal Revenue Service FedRAMP or the 1075, and it's my understanding they did that. Once they've done that, then we have to, the way they get the data, they have to log into our system, pull it back out, and only look at it that way. They're coming into our system, which is secure. But it's something we're continuing to look at. We don't know all the interfaces that the AG's office has with us outside of Gentax and Vader's. I don't know if that answered.
As long as we continue using SM or FTI in our
Google
subject lines, we'll still be complying with the policies to secure the taxpayer information in our emails.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Very good question, Commissioner. Thank you.
My last item is that yesterday afternoon, our Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division happened to make a stop on Redwood Road and Indiana Avenue, at which time they identified a stolen vehicle. Within that stolen vehicle, it was thought to have a pipe bomb in it, and later determined that it did not. The parties in the vehicle were arrested by our officers. We also had interface with Salt Lake City PD, the Sheriff's Office, and airport security backing up. I wanted just to make a public thanks to our officers at MVED that not only picked up a stolen vehicle, but also handled a very delicate and possibly damaging situation with the highest degree of professionalism. And I think that a job well done there. And if it had been a pipe bomb, lives and property probably very much saved if that had been the case. I also would like to thank our PIO, Charlie Roberts, for his exceptional and timely interfacing with the press during that period of time, KSL and others. We have good people working at the Tax Commission, and I just wanted to make that statement in regards to the event of yesterday afternoon. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you very much. Questions of our Executive Director? I see none. Next item on the agenda, Commission reports. Does any commissioner wish to give a report to the commission?
I have nothing.
I do not either. Seeing none, final item would be motion to adjourn. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
I move we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Will that pass unanimously? We are adjourned.